Welcome to the Production Talk podcast with me, Jan of mixartist.com.au. In this podcast series, we celebrate the modern way of producing music. We want to talk about all things related to songwriting, recording at home, and music production. So if you produce your music at home, this is the place to be. Please subscribe and recommend this podcast to all your friends. This is the Production Talk podcast, episode 66. Welcome back to another episode of the Production Talk podcast. At the beginning of this episode, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the country that the following conversations are recorded on, the Arakwil people of the Bundjalung Nation. I would like to honor the First Nations people's culture, connection to land, sea, and community. And I would like to pay my respects and express my gratitude to elders past, present, and emerging. Today, in this second part of the Flat Songs Compilation Project episode, I would like to introduce the remaining three artists that we didn't find time for last week. And in addition, of course, I would also like to invite the producers Nathan Stanbrough and Sapphire Smereka to also contribute to this episode. So the first person that I would like to introduce today is a local artist from the Lismore area by the name of Brad Kelly. Brad recorded his song with Nathan on the controls, and they pretty much knocked it all out in one go. I mixed the song later, and interestingly, Brad is the only person who I haven't met in person yet. So Brad, if you're listening, let's change this and catch up at some stage. It would be great to meet you finally in person. So when I received the files, I noted pretty quickly that it must have been a really effective and productive recording session with you and Nathan. The vocals were just the most important thing, of course, of the song that really drew my attention. Then there was, of course, you know, other instruments like guitar and so on, as well as percussion that came in a little bit later in the song and really added some power to it. One of the highlights of the song was the little hidden vocal percussion that you added to that. And that particular element was a lot of joy for me to mix. So without further ado, let's hand over and let Brett Kelly introduce himself. Over to you, Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett Kelly, and I'm one half of a duo called Brett Kelly and That Bloke Guy. And That Bloke Guy is my good mate, Guy Jensen, who plays slide guitar and stomp with me, playing guitar and harmonica in a duo that, well, we play blues, folk, country, and stuff. And just recently, we were asked to be part of this Flood Song compilation, which was a great opportunity to put our experience of the floods that happened in the Northern Rivers earlier this year, 2022. My experience was pretty soft landing, really. We were in Ballina, in East Ballina. The water was rising, but I was helping friends that were being confronted by rising water on the waterfront in West Ballina. And we were sandbagging and delivering sandbags to them until the water got too high. I heard of the experience of a lady called Lucy in Lismore who spent 2 days on her roof waiting for help to come. And I wanted to put that experience into a song, and just the whole thing impacted everybody that was in the neighbourhood, in the area, and I just wanted to try and put some of the feelings that people were experiencing at that time. And so when Jan asked for songwriters to put something forward, that was a great opportunity to record something like that, and I'd like to really thank Jan and Nathan, who helped us at the desk, for the work that they have done so far in getting this going. I really hope that it gets legs and people get to hear all the experiences of the songs and the different songwriters and different genres that are being recorded. Yeah, and so look out for us, Brett Kelly and That Bloke Guy. You can find us on Facebook quite easily. We've got a page there that will show us all the gigs. We've recently just come back from Great Keppel Island doing gigs up there. We do gigs at the Mezza in Ballina and everywhere from Ballina to the Sunshine Coast regularly. But yeah, check us out on Facebook. And once again, thanks to Jan and Nathan, and also for lending your ears to our project. Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. I really appreciate your kind words. And thank you for the music. It's really amazing, heartfelt, rocky blues with a lot of attitude. And I reckon everybody check out Brett Kelly if you get a chance to see him live. Let's talk about the next artist. His name is Shane Murphy, and this might ring a bell to regular listeners, as Shane was actually our guest a long time ago at the beginning of this podcast series in episode 13. Not only is Shane a really amazing and successful musician, but he's also a bit of a marketing specialist. And if you want to learn more about marketing your music and promoting your music, I warmly recommend to rewind back to episode 13, where Shane shared all his knowledge about how to market your own band. But let's talk about Shane's song Same Side. We're Fighting on the Same Side After All is just something that resonates really dearly with me personally. For this song, we took a very simplistic approach in the production. Shane gathered two more singers around him, which were just amazing singers by themselves, and a piano player. And then we basically had three singers gathered around a piano, and that was it. I remember I placed a couple of microphones on the piano. It wasn't much, if my memory serves me correctly. It was a mid-side Stereo Technique on the piano. I had a room mic at a greater distance, and then I gave each singer just a dynamic microphone, not even a condenser, just a dynamic microphone, and I tried to sort of match the tone of the mic to the voices, and then I let them do their thing, and I just gain staged it nicely. And this song still gives me the goosebumps when I listen to it today. So it's some musical magic that happened there. So thank you, Shane, for your song Same Side and for performing for us. Okay, so let's head over to you, Shane.
Hi, this is Shane Murphy. I'm a folk rock singer-songwriter from the Northern Rivers. I've been writing songs for a long time. When the flood hit, Feb 28, I was west of Kingscliff, in amongst it all, but we could still drive out of the driveway, and we witnessed and were listening to and firsthand information about all of these villages, local regional communities all going under. Quite struck by that, we ended up going to the evacuation centre at the Kingscliff at TAFE. Before all of the support services were in place, it was about 800 or 1,000 displaced people there. It was very emotional. It was very raw. My partner, who's an aged care worker, was working with all of the elderly people, and that was really confronting. Everything was really quite sort of shocking in a way. So we did a gig the second night that we were there at the VAC centre. I brought my PA down, met some of the local crew, got some of the locals that were going through what they're going through, whether you're playing tambourine, guitar, having a song. And and I heard about the Mud Army, and just considering all the volunteer help, I just had to write this song, and I just wrote it, 24 hours or something, called Same Side. Recorded the song with a lot of local musicians, a big sounding version of the song. And then when I saw Jan and his team, mix artists, and the team around that wanting to do the compilation, I thought this song would be great if it was stripped back, no rehearsals, grabbed Kelly Knight, backing vocals, who sings on the original version, and Pete Cook. And the original idea was to sing around a piano, the feeling of this song, which is really about celebrating the volunteers probably more than anything. And later down, it's very raw but very real. Yeah, so just get it out there. I just think music heals, music supports, and if you're a musician, that's probably the best thing you could do. You can check out my music, www.shaneMurphy.com, and all my stuff's there. So all the best for the project, and an honour to be part of it, and a lot of empathy and consideration for those who have suffered through it all.
Thank you, Shane. I really appreciate you sharing all of this with us. We kept the loudest band for last. Let's move on to Mr. Shannon Locke from Tweed Heads and his metal band Emotion Killer. So musically, this has been a fair bit of a roller coaster, and Shannon's song is definitely the high energy of this compilation. We got the local drummer Dan Brown to perform the drums, which was not an easy part. Shannon was there to help out with the arrangement and, you know, give cues and so on. And I recorded Dan in just a handful of takes. Interestingly, rather untypical for metal, there was very little editing involved in the drums. We pretty much decided for one take and just exchanged a couple of tiny details from the previous take. I think we recorded about 4 to 5 takes all up. Also very unusual for a metal production. No samples and triggers were used in the mixdown of the song. It was just the way it came out of the drums. And Dan, you really performed your heart and soul out. The only production trickery that we used was at the end of it, where we just overdubbed a couple of crash cymbal hits, just so that we added a couple of accents to the vocals where they were needed, and that wasn't actually done in the live take, but just blended in later. If I hadn't told you, you probably wouldn't even notice. The other instruments, the guitars and bass, were recorded by Shannon himself in his home studio. He brought in DI signals, which we then used in the studio, and yeah, we used amping techniques, different amping techniques, doesn't really matter how we did it, but ended up being pretty powerful, I reckon. And then Shannon also took the rough mix home and sang all the vocals at home, recorded himself, I believe with a bit of help from a friend. And that was pretty much it. I received all the files, I put all the different sessions into one and started mixing. It was one of the easier songs to mix when it comes to metal. I've had productions before where I found that mixing metal was very time consuming, but in this case, it's an earthy song. It's honest. It's just the way it came out of the musicians, with some very nice lyrics from Shannon. So over to you. Here you go, Shannon.
G'day, my name's Shannon Locke, and I'm the front man of Tweedhead's modern metal band Emotion Killer. We've been around since around 2017. We started our first shows around 2019. We dropped our last EP, Tragic Life in a Modern World, in 2020, right in the middle of COVID. I've also recently joined Northern Rivers metal band Mind's End on guitar. I'm super excited about that. So I want to talk a bit more about the Flood Songs project and my experience with the floods and what the song The River's all about. So when the floods hit around the 28th of February, I was at home with my partner in Tweed Heads. We got cut off for about 3 days by floodwaters. So there was about waist-high water outside, and it got up to our front doorstep at our unit. So luckily nothing inside was touched. But we had to move all of our neighbours' cars up to a construction site, higher ground, because that would have been all flooded out outside. So otherwise, we were incredibly lucky, you know, because I think there's a lot of other people far worse off. Like, Tweed Heads did get affected, and it was severe. We were stuck for 3 days, which... I think the people around us were in good spirits. You know, all the neighbours, all the people in the street were coming out to have a look and talk to each other, and people were making the most of it, you know, paddling canoes up and down the street, and, you know, they had 4 drives that go past, and you get boogie boards being towed, and had to go and get groceries on my push bike and ride it through like waist deep floodwater. So some of it, you know what I mean? Like it was certainly interesting, but what got, you know, to me was seeing all the horrible stuff on the news and around, just knowing that people were stuck on their roofs, you know, scared for their lives, you know, they've lost all their property, their homes, people trapped in their houses. And they were just seeing that the whole time. And after, you know, being stuck for 3 days and the water finally went down, luckily I was, you know, there's not much of my stuff that got damaged. So I'm very privileged to escape the worst of it where I was. But there were some people down the street, their whole houses were, you know, waist deep through their living room. You know, people's cars were flooded out and wrecked in the middle of the road. So just a few doors down, you know, it's a very different situation. So I felt like definitely one of the lucky ones. You know, there's a, what got to me as well is just, there's not really much I could do to help. And I think the day after the flood, well, one of the day, like it was the day after I left the house, met up with some friends, checked out how they were. And then the day after I tested positive for COVID. So I spent another week in isolation at home with COVID after spending 3 days inside the, you know, stuck, you know, in the floodwater. So I guess I felt more isolated and I got a bit depressed just being in the house for almost 2 weeks. So when I got out, even a couple of weeks later, my father and my uncle are in Lismore. So I drove down to visit them. And just this, even though it was that a month after the flood hit and they were starting to clean up, it was still a write-off of, you know, disaster zone. There's cars wrecked everywhere. And just seeing that, it really hit in, you know, how serious it was, you know, like this is not going to be, you know, things aren't going back to normal anytime soon. This is going to leave a lasting impact and people aren't going to be coming back to rebuild in the area because there's so many shops that are closed down, homes just written off. And it was just sort of setting in once I finally did get outside my house and go for a drive and see the area, like down the Woolloombah, the Northern Rivers. Like it was just rubbish and piles of garbage and sides of all the streets. And that was like that for a good couple of months. So just all these stories as well, just hearing about, you know, people having to evacuate and people weren't so lucky. My uncle has a little farmhouse on a property in just south of Lismore, and his house was lucky, only got like ankle deep water through it, but his neighbours were just down the hill flooded out, and he had a boat and he was able to rescue a couple of his neighbours on that boat. And as they're evacuating on that boat, the boat's going over power lines. That's how high the floodwaters were. It was just ridiculous. So you look at the riverbank and how high their house is up, and it's like you could never imagine it that much water being that high. But it was like a biblical flood, just to put that in perspective. But the positive side of things on the tail end of his floods is going back down to Lismore and all those towns and Northern Rivers, and you slowly start to see the businesses reopen every couple of weeks. You might be in a new shop you haven't noticed, or things are getting cleaned up slowly, and it's just that's been the nice to see, is just things rebuilding, you know, and the support in the community, and people aren't abandoning the town, you know. They want to make it work, they want to rebuild, and that's been awesome. When I first saw the Flood Songs project, I was 100% keen to get behind it. I knew Jan from my time studying a Bachelor of Audio at SAE. He mentored me through my major project, which became the Emotion Killer debut EP. So we don't have a permanent drummer at the moment, but I was really lucky to secure the services of Dan Brown, who's a technician at SAE, and he's really just generous enough to volunteer his time. So he's a multi-instrumentalist who's played with various local projects over the years. And when Jan suggested his name to reach out to him, like I'm pretty grateful that he was able to say yes, because a schedule's lined up. So we got a day in the Duality Studio SAE, which is the X301 facility. It's an amazing room, amazing recording consoles. One of the best studios I've been in. And it was just awesome to have Dan come in, learn the song, pretty much nail it straight away, hit all the changes on the fly. You know, we sort of moved things around a little bit, and he was just able to just nail everything, add his own little creative touches to it. And it was just a really great experience in the studio that day. So the other elements, the guitars, bass and vocals, I was able to record here in my home studio. So I sort of take my time to get the arrangement right, you know, triple track the guitars. So it was nice just to be able to go over and get all of those guitar tracks in sync. But a lot of the leads guitars were taken straight from the pre-production, which I sent to Jan the rough demo before we went to record in the studio. So that was awesome, just to have, you know, like from his pre-production demo, I sort of sent off to realize that, you know, real drums, big studio, and the professional mix Jan's done for it. It's been awesome just to see it sort of take off. I think I started writing this song around a week after the floods, so it would have been like March 7th. So I guess I was feeling pretty depressed and being isolated from the flood and then the COVID isolation. So I was just sort of stuck at home seeing all the news and the images and TV and social media and the stories. And sort of I was a bit inspired just seeing some people driving down from Queensland with jet skis and boats to do the rescuing themselves the best they could, because the, you know, the resources and the government were so far stretched. Without that, I think a lot of people would have died. So I was feeling a lot of, you know, I just wanted to put something down. You know, I just started playing those guitar riffs, you know, with those emotions in mind, you know, feeling it. Then I put some lyrics down. I think the chorus came first, because I think it was just the idea of people having to lose their homes and have faced with the choice to rebuild or leave forever and cut their losses. It's also a different kind of song I've never done before, particularly for Emotion Killer. It's almost like a country western kind of songwriting. You know, you're writing a story from a character's perspective. You know, it's very literal. It's not behind any metaphors. It's telling you exactly what's happening, which I was just, it's more, very different for something I'm, you know, in a metal band to write like that. But I thought it'd be authentic, you know, just let it come out, you know. Use the Australian accent, you know, just be honest, be genuine. Overall, as a songwriter, this has been a fantastic experience just to write something outside of my own direct perspective. And I would have never really considered putting this out on an official EP release or an album release but I think the Flood Songs project gave me the perfect opportunity to consider doing something like this, which I think it's, you know, it's very honest. even though I might have not have gone directly through the worst of the experience myself, I still felt those emotions and I wanted to channel it to a song, and I'm really happy I've got the opportunity to put this out. As far as the future goes for Emotion Killer, we're currently finalizing the writing of a follow-up EP. Many songs are already in various stages of completion. Some have live drums from our previous drummer, got reamped guitars, tracked bass. Some songs got lead vocals. We've done it the last year or so, various home and professional studios. And we've had a few member changes over the last year. So we're just kind of looking to solidify the lineup and push forward. And we're going to release one of these new singles sometime in the new year, 2023. So I think some of the best material we've written, we've taken, you know, playing live, you realize what elements of your sound, you know, the core elements, what makes you unique. And then I'm just sort of cranking it up to 11, you know, and rolling with it. So I'm very keen to hit Emotion Killer on all cylinders in 2023. And if you want to check out Emotion Killer, we're on Facebook, Instagram. We've got all our music videos up on YouTube and our previous EPs on Spotify. Thanks, everyone, for taking the time to check us out and supporting all the other artists in the Flood Songs project. We're looking to hit some live shows back up in 2023, so follow us on social media, follow us on Spotify, and keep in the loop and be delivering some heavy goodness to your ears real soon.
We're looking forward to that, Shannon. Thank you. Keep the metal vibes coming. I love metal. Good on you, mate. All right. So this was the last of the seven artists who made it onto the compilation. So thanks to all of you. The compilation will be out very soon. It's in the mastering stage. And then from then it goes straight to the publishers. And to round it all off, I would like to now introduce the two producers who helped me make all of this possible in a little bit more detail. First up, Sophia Stone. She was our guest in episode 29, where she spoke about the production of her song. She's an amazing singer and multi-instrumentalist, in addition to being an amazing producer as well. And then, of course, in episode 41, I brought her song in. I mixed a different song for her, and I took the mix apart and broke it into the details. So we have a little bit of history here, and I really like how I can sense a bit of community building around the Production Talk podcast, which is something that is really dear to my heart. It makes me really happy. Okay, so thank you, Sophia, for helping out. Let's hand the microphone over to you.
Hey there, my name is Sophia, or Saf for short, and I was one of the producers on Flood Songs Project. I am normally a part-time sound engineer producer and just love music as well. So it was a real privilege and honour to be part of this project and to work with such amazing people who, you know, for the benefit of for the greater good, they put, you know, bared their hearts and were vulnerable and, you know, wrote about their experience in the hope that it would help to heal other people's traumatic events that they experienced and also to bring the community together. And I think the greatest part about the floods, even though it was awful, is that it really brought everyone together. And, you know, we just sort of had come out of COVID and then the floods hit and it was, you know, the worst timing. But during COVID, you know, we had this catchphrase from the government, we're all in this together. But towards the end of it, the whole vaccine debate, you know, it really felt like the community was more divided and more split than ever. And in a really weird way, the floods actually brought everyone together and made everyone realize we are all in this together. And, you know, it was just so beautiful to see everyone in the community coming out to help each other. So the fact that I was able to help record some songs, I think, is so tiny and minuscule and compared to what other people did, but yet it's still a great privilege and I feel really honored to be part of it. So thank you to Jan Woods and to all the artists on the project that were part of it. Thank you for being brave and courageous and for sharing your talents for the greater good. And yeah, thank you to the other producers also, Nathan, and yeah, just to everyone that was involved. It's just really fantastic to be part of it. If you want to check out more of stuff from me, you can go to _audiogirl, or otherwise, I think there'll be a link somewhere on mixartists.com.au page. That's Yarn's page. And definitely go check out Yarn's new studio in Mullumbimby if you haven't, because it's awesome. And that's where I actually recorded the song for the Flood Songs project. So have an awesome day. Take it easy. And love you all. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much, Saf. I really appreciate that. We love your musical spirit too. Keep these musical vibes coming. The world needs you. Next up, Mr. Nathan Stanbrough. Thank you for helping out. You were deeply involved in the production of Brad Kelly and also with Coco. Thank you. Let's hand the microphone over to Nathan Stanbrough.
Hi, my name's Nathan Stanbrough. I'm a freelance engineer and producer. I've been doing this for more than 10 years now in the Northern Rivers. The reason I decided to get involved in the project was it was a way to help artists and the community come to terms with what happened during the floods. I thought it was a really great way for people to heal, and I thought it was a good way for me to use my skill set as an engineer and producer to help people. I'd already been out and helped others after the floods, and I'm a big guy, I can pick up things, but to actually use my skill set to help others was a really good way to get involved. I should go back, not on the day of the flood, but the day before the flood, I was at the Lismore PCYC, and I teach judo there, and we were picking up all the mats and everything that we had on the ground floor and taking them upstairs. And we kept referencing the 1974 flood, going, yeah, it should be about here. And we all thought it's going to be a big flood, but if we get everything upstairs, we should be okay. We were very, very wrong. On the day of the flood, I was actually here in my office, and it was a lot of rain. And I could see out the window, and I could see the water filling up in the town and the surrounding areas, and then watching the news reports and just seeing everybody getting involved and helping each other, I thought was unbelievable. Not just how big the flood was, but just the sense of community and that everyone coming together just to make it work, that people needed help, and it didn't matter who you were, where you came from, if you could help, you helped. And I hadn't seen that sort of rally of community before in my life, and it was really humbling. Working with Tom and Coco on this project was great. We got to get into the studio with Tom Kelly and produce something a little bit different to what he envisioned, adding some percussion and a little bit more production to what he was what he came in with. It was really good to see that play out. And also just getting to work with Coco and trying to find the right fit for her and paring the song down and helping her really dial in to the core of what she was trying to say on the song. And it was great to be around them and working with them on this project. If you'd like to get in contact with me, you can go through my website at nathanstanborough.com or on Instagram at nathan_stmusic. Send me a message, and I'd love to work with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Yes, if you have any musical projects and you want Nathan to produce you, you would be in very, very good hands. Trust me, I know that for sure. Okay, this brings us to the end of this episode. And just as we finish up, I'd just like to point out that we had another big scare here on Sunday night. It was pouring down again like crazy, and again we had flood warnings left, right and center, and the wider community up and down the coast was absolutely on edge. There was definitely some flooding around. It was not as terrible as we've seen it before, more of one of the normal floods, in quotation marks, please. But still, I noticed that everybody around us is still definitely on the edge. The flood is still on our mind and the community still deals with us again and again and again. This would have been the third major flood this year. It wasn't major this time, but we were preparing ourselves for the worst. Yes, okay. On this note, the compilation is in the mastering stage, as I mentioned before. We're in the trusting hands of Andy Stewart. And that means very soon we should get the results back, and then we are going to publish the result. And I need everybody to please do me a big, big favor. We all know that the streaming services pay only fractions of a cent. So once the compilation is out, can you please, and can you also please ask your friends to play the compilation round and round and round in circles for as long as you can? Because that's our way how we can shuffle some dollars back into the artists' pockets. They need it, the wider community needs it, the wider music industry needs it, they need our support. So let's do what we all can. Please pass the message around. If you want to get in contact with me, of course you can do so via my website at mixartist.com.au, where I offer studio recording services and remote mix down services for everybody who wants a little bit of help getting their projects to the finish line. Okay, this is all for today. I hope you have a fantastic dry week. I shall speak to you then. Bye for now.